Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa.
Oh, it's that time.
Like
I get so excited.
Sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
On our last episode, as we follow the trials and tribulations of my 13-year-old son's love life,
that we can only talk about this early in the morning.
I'm going to have to stop talking about this. He's going to kill me. He's going to find out that I'm talking about him.
He's going to catch him one day.
Yeah, someday it's going to get me in trouble. But on our last episode, we talked about how I've never met my son's girlfriend, Zoe.
Yes, and that's just what we're calling her.
And they've been dating for like a month and a half now.
Which is really like 3 years in 13-year-old.
You might be right. This past weekend, I finally met Zoe.
You did!
And I met her mom.
Okay, how'd it go?
Here's how it all happened. On Friday night, my brother and I went out to a bar to go watch the Cavs.
Uh-huh.
Win their 14th game in a row. And so I came home in a very good mood, and my brother dropped me off, and there was a car in our driveway. And I go inside my house, and there's a woman sitting on my couch. It's Zoe's mom. And downstairs in the basement is Will and Zoe, and they're watching a movie. They're watching 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh my gosh, what a classic! Stop it. I feel like this is a movie.
I think they liked it.
Oh my gosh.
So, from what I understand, at some point, Zoe left her house and she met Will in a parking lot on Friday night. And they were just hanging out and talking. And Paula, my wife, noticed that the door was open. And so she texted Will and said, "Did you leave the house? Where are you?"
Yeah.
And she said, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm next door. I'm talking with Zoe in the parking lot." And Paula's like, "Why don't you invite her over to the house and come inside?" And he's like, "No, I don't want to do that."
Oh, too soon. Too soon. Moving too fast for Will.
So Paula's like, "Why don't you invite her over to the house? I'll turn on the fire pit. You guys can hang out in the backyard and just hang out there." He thought that was a good idea. So they did that for a while, but then it started raining on Friday night.
Mm.
And that's how they ended up in the house.
Okay.
But yeah, so I met everybody this weekend.
Was she as lovely as I assume she is?
Yes. As lovely as a 13-year-old girl can be.
We love that. Oh, I'm so happy. What a big step.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
We're moving pretty fast over here.
We are.
And then they went to go see another movie yesterday at the movie theater.
Oh, what'd they go see?
The new, what's the Chris Rock movie? Not a Chris Rock. The Rock.
Oh, Red One?
Yes, Red
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep seeing commercials for it that sound like they're made with AI.
Yeah.
So.
He said he enjoyed it. I really did not get a good review.
Okay, I need to know, because you've told me multiple times about Will going to movies. Is this like a cool thing that the kids are doing now again? Going to movie theaters?
He seems to be going to movie, and I'm giving him my credit card.
Maybe that's why he's going so much.
So he can buy Zoe's ticket and buy Zoe something at the concession stand, because I think that's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
The old school way of doing it on a date. However, it's costing me a lot of money right now, because his dating life is costing me a lot of money. They should hang out at the house more often. It's cheaper.
So it's almost like you're dating again without anything on your side of it, though. It's just showing up on your credit card.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I'm getting nothing out of it. I'm not spending any extra time with my wife. I'm just losing money over here.
Well, maybe you should.
All right. This morning. Yeah. Again, I'm only going to talk about it this early in the morning. And I'm going to get busted someday. I know it. So if I stop talking about this, it's because I got busted. Coming up this morning, Alyssa aligns your week. She is looking at the stars right now, seeing how they line up.
We got one heck of a week in store for us, too.
Is that right?
That is right.
Good vibes at 6:55 on the way, too. It's Q104. Good morning. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Did you watch any of that Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight on Friday night?
You know, I'll be honest. I did try. We put it on, and I think I made it one fight before I fell asleep.
Yes, because there were multiple fights before Jake Paul and Tyson,
actually. Yeah, I believe that there was four fights on the card total, including theirs. But yeah, I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it through. It didn't start until, what, 8 o'clock?
The first fight?
The first fight wasn't until 8, so maybe. I probably fell asleep around, like, I don't know, maybe 9.
I didn't watch one second of it because, well, the Cavs game was on Friday night, so I was more interested in that.
Well, yeah.
And there was a group text, though, going on my phone with some of my other friends. They were watching it, and I was texting them. I'm like, you know the Cavs are on, right? Like, why are you watching these fights?
Right.
And then when I got home, as I previously mentioned on the show this morning, I had company over at the house, so I didn't attempt to turn on the TV at all. But then the next morning, on Saturday morning, when I was at my son's basketball games, I was just talking to other parents, trying to figure out what happened. So I guess buffering was an issue. Like, the Netflix came out during the day on Friday and said, we are ready to handle the amount of people that are going to turn this event on tonight. And apparently they were not.
Do you remember on Friday when I said, I just hope that they figured out how to live stream? Do you remember when I said that?
I do remember you saying that.
Because this was an issue even last year. They did a Love is Blind reunion, which is like way lower hanging fruit. Like, not nearly as many people were watching that as I'm assuming this Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight. And yeah, when I woke up in the middle of the night, Friday going into Saturday, it was actually still on and still buffering the fight.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was still buffering with like Mike Tyson's just like distraught face. And I was like, ah, I see that we had some issues, Netflix.
And I guess that the entire night down there in Dallas went longer than they thought, so that the fight didn't actually start. The fight between Jake Paul and Tyson until around midnight. I mean, that's too late
that's
for some
really
people
long.
On a Friday night.
They had like, I saw that they had like 4.5 hours carved out for it on Netflix. So it should have been totally done by what? It started at 8 p.m. So it should have been totally done by like 12:30.
The future of television is really scaring me, because it seems like these services, these apps, they want to do more of these live events.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stream these live events, but they can't handle the bandwidth. And it turns out to be a giant disappointment when you try to tune in and watch it.
I mean, it's a good idea. I love the idea aspect of it, because it always sucks when like you want to watch, especially like even like an award show, trying to figure out where to watch it when you don't actually have cable. It is such a task.
I know. It should not be this hard.
It shouldn't be so hard.
It should be getting easier, not more difficult. I mean, even here locally, when you try to watch sports in this town, I have Fubo, so I can watch the Cavs and the Guardians. But then next year, The Cavs might be going to, is it the Cavs? Yeah, the Cavs are going to go to Amazon Prime, and then it's
too
like
much.
So confusing that where are the Guardians going to be? I think they're going to be on the MLB app next year. All we want to do is watch our sports teams locally. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like this maze. We're going through a maze. It's a scavenger hunt to find our sports team.
Yeah, trying to figure out where I can actually watch it.
Yeah, it should not be this way in 2024.
It's like LimeWire for television.
Let's go back to the old ways of doing it. Let's look at the stars astrologically to see what they say. It's Alyssa aligns your week coming up on the Q Morning Show. Q104. Billie Eilish. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa just getting started here on this Monday morning. And what better way as we drink some coffee, figure out what the week is going to look like, what we've got to do. Alyssa aligns your week astrologically. How's that going to help us out, Alyssa?
Well, first I have to ask, how are you feeling post-full moon?
I thought it was a good full moon. I mean, Friday night I had so much. That was the first full moon, right?
Yeah. It's just one moon. But the effects last for like 3 days.
I meant to say it was the first night of
the
full moon. That's what I meant. And I thought Friday night was amazing. I mean, I was in such a good mood after that Cavs win that I wasn't even thinking about the full moon and anything going wrong.
Well, hey, that's good news. The bad news is if you're not in as positive of spirits, you might be feeling, you know, connected at times, disconnected at others, up and then you're down and all around. Don't worry. That's okay. Just roll with it. Try not to be too hard on yourself. We did just have the full moon. Not to mention, we are also right now in the shadow period for Mercury going into retrograde next Monday. We'll talk more about that next week, but just... moral of the story, don't be too hard on yourself, especially this week. Tomorrow, Pluto is entering Aquarius, where it will remain until 2043. It'll be there for a long time. Yeah, so a little history. Pluto has actually been in Capricorn since 2008. So we've been there for like 16 years. And also something to know about Pluto is that it's a generational planet. So, for instance, if you're like me, born between the years 83 and 95, your Pluto is in Scorpio. So this is one of those signs that, you know, when Pluto enters into something new, a whole generation can kind of feel it. So if you're feeling a shift happening, again, you're not going crazy. Pluto, don't mean to scare you, generally is very intense, foreboding, represents death and destruction.
Sure.
But we can look at it from a positive perspective, which we love to do on the astrology side of things. It can also represent transformation and evolution. And not to mention Aquarius, which is where Pluto is entering into. Aquarius is very innovative, very free thinking, focuses on society as a whole. Can also be a little bit rebellious, unconventional. And kind of be the pushing force of large scale transformation in it over the span of years, because again, we're going to have Pluto in Aquarius till 2043. So we'll be there for a while. This will especially be affecting Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and of course, Aquarius. And the last thing that I will leave you with is that on Thursday, Sagittarius season begins. So, getting excited for all my Sagittarius babies out there. We're entering into a new sign. And this is exactly the energy that we need to freaking get outside and touch some grass, build community, connect with loved ones. That is all of the vibes that the Sagittarius season is ushering into us.
Well, we kind of have to do that. It's Thanksgiving.
Well,
next week. We have to see people.
You know what? Was that per Thanksgiving or was that per the stars? I don't know. Who did it first?
That's why they invented Thanksgiving during Sagittarius season.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, very good. Well, it seems like just yesterday that Pluto is in Capricorn.
Well, it is until tomorrow.
And I meant the first day.
Oh.
Yeah, it seems like... I remember exactly where I was back in
2008.
When Pluto went to Capricorn.
Probably on MySpace, fixing your top eight.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, will we be singing Shaboozy at a Target anytime soon? It doesn't look like it.
No?
That looks like it's just a rumor.
Oh, I was hoping that one was true. Wait, so this was a rumor that bars were going to be put into Targets?
Yeah, it's been going around online about how they were going to open up these cocktail bars inside Target. And they even promoted a signature drink called a Targarita. But it's been fact-checked, and this is one of those AI-generated pranks.
Might be a prank, but honestly, a missed opportunity that Target, I would encourage you to revisit.
Well, I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of hoops to jump through. You got to get that liquor license. But yeah, I mean, it works out. I mean, you've got your Target Stanley Cup, and you just put some sangria in there.
Some Target Ria in there.
And go shopping.
That sounds like the best time.
Sounds dangerous.
That literally sounds like my dream come true. I would spend an hour in the dollar section alone.
People spend a lot of money at Target when they're sober. Imagine walking around if you're a little tipsy.
I don't know. Something about Target, when I walk it, I swear it's like they pump oxygen in like they do in the casinos in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, because something just comes over me. I feel like I'm intoxicated.
Speaking of putting bars in places, Giant Eagle's done that at a few of their locations.
They're supposed to be pretty fun, I've heard.
It really is.
Which is crazy. Like
the Giant Eagle by my house doesn't have it, but I went with some friends to the one in Strongsville.
The Market District, yeah.
Yes! Mm-hmm. And it's like walking at every bar, seat at the bar was taken. That, you know, they got the TVs up, and they've got plenty of booths and tables.
Oh, that's been your experience, is that it's all filled?
Yes, it was packed.
See, every time I've gone into a Market District by the bar, I'm not even joking, there's always one lonely man in like the middle of the day drinking his beer by himself. And I'm like, I feel like I should have a drink with you, but it's like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Well, then that's your problem. It's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. I went on Friday night. It was bopping.
I guess Giant Eagle just isn't on my list of places to go on a Friday night. It should be.
They had a live band playing.
Are you joking?
No, we had a great time. We did like this food tasting thing, and it was a good time.
Well, I'm missing out.
I did also put up my Christmas lights yesterday.
Oh, and you survived to tell the tale.
Well, I wanted to do it because I just wanted to put up the outdoor lights, because those are the ones that are most difficult to do. And it's very, I've realized over the years that it's difficult to do when it's super cold out. Because my fingers need to be working. And so I wanted to get those up yesterday while it was really nice yesterday afternoon, because it does look like the snow is coming later on this week.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
Wednesday night into Thursday, temperatures are going to fall, rain turning over to wet snow late. As far as like accumulations, it's too early to tell.
I'm just not mentally prepared for any of this. I got in my car today. Mind you, when I got in my car, it was 50 degrees.
Yes.
And I spent the first 5 minutes of my drive like shivering because I was so cold.
You were cold at 50?
Freezing. That's so cold to me.
I still have not taken my winter coat out of the closet yet. It's still been sitting in there. We've been so lucky. Like, come on. This has been great. We're a week away from Thanksgiving, and my winter coat is still in the closet.
Yeah, I think I made a mistake, right? Because I moved here in the summer.
I thought you were going to say, I made a mistake. I moved back here.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that we moved here in the summer. So it's like we got all this beautiful Cleveland weather, and it's almost like I forgot what was coming in the winter months. I'm just not ready for it. I'm just not ready for it. I don't want it.
It's going to be a few short months, and then spring training's right around the corner. It'll be fine. Hash it out on the way this morning. Speaking of Thanksgiving, Nikki and Micah are having some issues about the upcoming Thanksgiving. They want to talk about that on our show this morning, the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. We're going to hash it out this morning, and we're going to get to the bottom of what's going on between Micah and Nikki. And I guess the easiest way to say it, everything is complicated here, but we're going to peel off the layers and get all the details and see if we can help these two out. First, let's talk to Micah. Micah, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
And by the way, Nikki is here, and she's going to be able to respond to everything that Micah says in just a second. But Micah, am I right? This is complicated, right?
Yeah, it's complicated. In a nutshell, I don't want to go to Nikki's family house for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Wait, why?
There's many reasons, but the main reason is that I think it's just going to be really awkward for me, and I'd rather just avoid it, you know?
I have questions.
I think there's a lot of questions. First of all, why awkward, Micah?
Well, Nikki and I used to be together. We aren't together anymore, but we do have a daughter.
Were you guys married?
No, we were just a couple, but we do have a daughter together.
Okay, and does Nikki's family know that you two aren't together anymore?
See, I believe most of them do, but I bet you some don't. So there's the awkwardness of like Nikki's mom and dad, who really, to be honest, aren't big fans of mine. And then combine that with other family members who think we're together and some we're not. I just really, you know, would just avoid the whole thing.
Ah, that's a sticky situation right there.
Yeah, you were right, Micah. This is complicated. Let's bring in Nikki. Nikki, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Give us your perspective on Micah, the father of your daughter, not wanting to attend Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's simple, you know, like, yeah, we're no longer a couple, but like it or not, we're a family, you know, even if it's kind of unconventional or whatever. And the most important thing to me is that our daughter can actually see her dad on Thanksgiving. And so if he's not there, that she's going to be disappointed, you know?
Okay, look, I don't get that part at all. Send her to my place after you guys are done eating. Her and I will watch a movie together. She can stay the night. There's no reason that I need to be at the dinner physically.
Okay, look, our business is our business, you know? Like, whatever happened between us, it is what it is. But, like, no one in my family knows for sure what's going on between the two.
Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, it's Hash It Out. And it's between Nikki and Micah today. They're getting ready for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving dinner is supposed to be at Nikki's family's. Micah and Nikki recently just broke up, though.
Right.
They do have a daughter together, but their relationship is over. And I'm not sure if many people, even at Nikki's, on Nikki's side of the family, knows this.
It doesn't sound like a lot of people do know this, and the people that do are certainly not fans of Micah.
So Micah just wants to avoid all of the awkwardness,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't want to go. Nikki wants Micah to still attend for the sake of their daughter.
Right.
To spend Thanksgiving with the family. Tina and Akron, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Whose side are you on here? Is it do you see Micah's side, or are you supporting Nikki on this?
I am Team Micah.
And why is that?
Well, because back in the day, I was divorced and I had two kids, and I didn't spend holidays with my ex just to keep up appearances, and I think that's what Nikki is trying to do. She doesn't have to wait till Thanksgiving Day to tell the family that they're not together anymore. And like Micah said, their daughter can come over to his house after dinner, like for dessert, and they can watch movies together. She still gets to see him on Thanksgiving Day. So I think Nikki is just trying to keep up appearances versus just breaking the news. And they don't have to spend holidays together just because her and Micah have a kid together.
You got to think it's going to be tough on Nikki, though, too, because she's going to be at Thanksgiving. And if Micah's not there, she's going to get all the questions. Oh, where's Micah? Where's Micah?
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely just pull the, like, yeah, that's my business. I don't really want to get into it. And that'll probably give people the correct idea.
Do family members really back off, though, when you say that?
I would hope that they would respect those boundaries that you're asking for, but who's to say?
Heather in Parma, you're also siding with Micah, is that right?
I am.
And why is that?
Because I've been in that situation before, and you don't have to, just like she said, you don't have to spend holidays with them, work something out with them, that each parent gets the child for a part of the day and make your own day, and Nikki needs to kind of man up and tell her family. It's her family.
Heather, how did you handle those difficult questions from your family?
I think definitely not waiting until that day.
Yeah.
Break it to them early.
Put it in the group text.
Yeah, put it in the group chat. Just let everybody know at once. Say, I will not be taking questions at this time.
Sierra in Painesville, you said you had some perspective for Nikki and Micah.
Yeah. So actually, growing up, my grandparents had a very messy divorce. And it did take them some time, but eventually they got to a point where they did spend every single holiday together for the kids. And it was always fine. So maybe it's not this one, maybe it's not this Thanksgiving, but maybe eventually they can get to that point. But they always did it to keep the family together, and they wanted mm-hmm. to, you know, make it normal for the families. And it was, it's always been normal for them to both be there. And then his new wife has been there, and it's been fine.
You know, Nikki didn't say this, but I got the impression that maybe Nikki and Micah are broken up now, but maybe she wants to salvage the relationship. Maybe she wants to get back together someday.
Yeah.
She didn't make it sound like the relationship was final.
I mean, I'll go one further here, though, and say that as, like, somebody who has had divorced parents her entire life, like, as a kid, I didn't want my parents to, like, be together at holidays. Because it's just, like, that's not what my world looks like. You know, like, if you're already used to this is time with mom, this is time is with dad, having them together is, like, kind of unnatural at a point, especially if this kid knows that there's issues in the relationship.
Yeah.
Honestly, might make the kid feel a little bit awkward too to have her parents both in the same place. So that's my take.
We'll leave it there. 216-474-0104. That is how you call us. That is how you text us. And we'll continue to take your text messages on Hash It Out this morning. The Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Before,
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Taylor in Akron, good morning.
Good morning.
You are going to be the first to play the new and improved Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's now a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Are you ready for your five questions this morning?
I am so ready.
And if you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie after five questions, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one. What historical figure is featured on the $10 bill?
I know it's not Grant. It's not Washington. It's not Lincoln. Who is that guy? Jefferson.
Question two. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have three daughters. Who is the godmother to those three girls?
Taylor Swift.
If I'm a contestant playing the Showcase Showdown, I'm a contestant on what game show?
The Price is Right.
Here's question four. The name of the fitness program that combines Latin and international music with dance moves to create a fun, high-energy workout?
Zumba.
And question five. Consommé is a clear soup or a thick soup?
Clear soup.
Taylor, you did amazing.
I did?
Four out of five.
That $10 bill got me.
That's incredible. I'm so proud of you. Let's bring in Alyssa right now.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
I think you have a good shot of taking her down today, Taylor.
Ooh, fingers crossed.
Alyssa, it's Taylor in Akron.
Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
And she did amazing today with her five questions.
Ooh, okay.
So let's see how Alyssa does. Question number one. What historical figure is featured on the $10 bill?
Are you serious? Jefferson. No.
I'm sorry. It's Alexander Hamilton.
Ah, man.
Question two. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have three daughters. Who is the godmother to those three girls?
Taylor Swift.
That is correct. If I'm a contestant playing the Showcase Showdown, I'm a contestant on what game show?
The Price is Right.
Question four. The name of the fitness program that combines Latin and international music with dance moves to create a fun, high-energy workout.
Is that Zumba?
It is Zumba.
Yeah.
So the score right now, Alyssa, is 4-3. Our final question is coming up. You either will tie Taylor or you will lose today on Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Ooh, okay.
Question five. Consommé is a clear soup or a thick soup?
Thick.
Yes!
What?
Taylor knew it right away. Consommé is a clear soup.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Taylor from Akron wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
All I do is win, win, win. No matter what.
She's singing the theme song.
You know what? Yeah, you won fair and square, Taylor. This is all you.
Thank you.
Get that celebration going. You deserve it.
We both got the $10 bill for Jefferson. He needs some money, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was him. I don't know. I would have guessed it was Hamilton.
Me neither.
Here's what you have, Taylor. You've got a Alyssa's College of Knowledge diploma, an Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant to hang up in your house.
Woo!
What else do you want, Taylor?
The Magic of Light tickets?
I'm going to give you Magic of Lights tickets.
Yeah, those are all yours.
You deserve it.
Thank you guys so much. My name is Taylor, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So it's something I've never really thought about it before, but according to this article that I'm reading, if you send abbreviations in your texting, it doesn't make a good impression.
Really? Isn't that like how we all learned text? Was with abbreviations?
And I think we do it to save time, right?
Well, yeah, because you remember back in the day with T9 texting, you had to a sentence took at least 60 seconds for you to like fully type out. Do you remember that?
Sure, of course. And it wasn't as easy as it was.
No.
Like on my first phone, you had to like shift and just to get certain letters
exactly.
And certain things. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you didn't have the full keyboard and all the emojis and punctuation. It was really hard work.
But according to this study, when I read about studies, I read them in a British accent, apparently.
According to this study,
it says that people who use abbreviations are considered less sincere.
Hmm.
And not only that, they're also less likely to receive replies.
Really?
Because you're perceived as insincere. I'm trying to think of what are the most common abbreviations that we use. LOL?
LOL all the time. We've talked about this.
But I'm not going to type laugh out loud, or I'll use an emoji.
I mean, like, I'll do ha-ha. Or if I'm feeling really giddy, I'll do ha-ha-ha-ha.
I do a lot of ha-ha's. I'll do, like, 4 or 5 ha-ha-ha's.
Yeah, like, if I'm really trying to convey that, like, yes, I find that funny. But if it's just, like a meme, I'm like, LOL. Like,
OMG? I use that all the time.
Oh, yeah, I use OMG all the time. IDK.
Which is I don't know.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
I don't have a problem with that one. Now, you know what? Now I see where it's coming from a little bit. Depending on what you're saying I don't know to, I think that if I don't, in a certain context, if you say, if I ask you about something really important about the show,
mm-hmm.
and you text back IDK, I think that I might perceive that you're not taking my question very seriously.
If that's all I text back.
Yeah.
You know, if I only send you 3 letters and you sent me a very well thought out text message, I could see how that would be a bit of a turnoff.
LMK?
Yeah, I'll use that one sometimes. Let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah, ICYMI. I do that one mm-hmm. in case you missed it.
FWIW.
I don't know.
For what it's worth?
No.
I wouldn't think anyone was sincere if they sent me FWIW.
I'll be honest. Sometimes I really like getting abbreviations because I like trying to figure out what they mean. Like, usually I can use context clues, and I'm like, oh, that's a new one. I haven't heard that.
Here's one that I've received. I haven't received it from you, but if I get, I can think of somebody in my life that sends me this, and yes, I will admit, I don't like it when he sends it, and it makes me feel like he's being insincere when he sends me TY.
Is this one of your sons?
No.
No?
It's a friend of mine.
Okay. Yeah, I don't love that because TY, in case you're out there and you're like, what does that mean? Thank you.
Right.
So if you're thanking somebody for something and you can't even take the 2 seconds to type out thank you?
Right.
Then are you really thankful?
Insincere.
Yeah.
I want thank you. I want all caps.
I'm starting to get it now.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. So this happened back in April of last year in Idaho Falls.
Okay.
Gwendolyn Perrone, she has a son, Danny, and she went on her Idaho Falls community Facebook page. Have you joined the community Facebook page in Parma Heights yet?
I have not. I think I will probably be staying away.
Why? I'm on the Rocky River page.
I've seen clips from different community pages, and I don't know. It seems like a little too much for me.
Well, in Idaho Falls, you could find love, even though you're not looking for love. But Gwendolyn posted on her page, I am looking to find my future daughter-in-law. And Gwendolyn claims that it was just a lighthearted joke. She didn't expect anyone would respond to this. But Monica Layton saw this post, and she offered up her daughter, Nicole.
Oh?
Said, hey, my daughter's single, and posted a photo. So you got photos of Danny and Nicole on this community Facebook page.
Oh my gosh. Just publicly for everybody to see.
It sounds like you would be mad if your mom did
this. I'd be upset.
Yeah.
I'd be real upset.
Well, Nicole and Danny weren't upset.
Not even at first?
It says they're not mad at their moms for playing matchmaker. They took a chance. They started talking to each other on FaceTime. And FaceTime turned into dates. And during a trip to the pumpkin patch last month on Halloween, Danny popped the question. And Nicole said yes. And now they're going to get married next year.
Oh, I just know those moms are over the freaking moon. Over the moon. I just did a quick little search because I'm like, Idaho Falls, that can't be very big. It's bigger than I thought, like 68,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
But to put it into perspective that we can kind of rationalize, I'm from Brunswick. That is two Brunswicks, is the whole population of this city. So might be slim pickings, if you know what I'm saying.
216-474-0104. For a second, I hesitated bringing up this story because I didn't want to give moms any ammo. Like this is permission to, you know, meddle in their children's love lives.
To play matchmaker.
Right. Because I'm sure not many people are like Danny and Nicole and would be welcome to this.
No.
But it did work. They are together.
It did work. You know what? If it works, it works.
So if you have been fixed up by your mom and it worked out, we would love to hear from you. If it didn't work out, we would love to hear from you.
I was going to say, I kind of even want to hear from people if it didn't work out. If you even just gave it a chance, even if you didn't make it to the date, but you were like trying to like entertain the idea, like texting, FaceTiming, whatever. I want to hear from you.
Or if you were the mom that played matchmaker for your son or daughter.
Oh, yeah. You're really who I want to hear from then.
Call up and brag about that. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104. Q104, the Cavs frog is dancing this morning.
And that will do it. Something special is happening here in the city of Cleveland as history continues to unfold.
15-0, your Cleveland Cavaliers.
Are you starting to get nervous? Because I'm starting to get nervous.
I'm not.
I'm only starting to get nervous because I'm like, I know we can't do this all season.
No, of course not.
But like, I want us to.
And tomorrow night's game is going to be a tough game. It's in Boston. Boston is really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those NBA Cup games.
If,
I don't want to say anything else. I just want to see the Cavs frog dancing, but this has been so much fun. Did you see the Cavs frog get on the floor on Friday night?
I did. Did you see like all the players were losing their minds over Froggy?
That was amazing.
I know. It was great. I loved it. I was like, yes. I felt like I literally just met somebody famous because we just had Froggy in here last week.
Yeah. If you did not see our video with the Cavs frog, that is up on our Instagram right now at the Q Morning Show. We were talking earlier about the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight on Friday night, which I did not watch and Alyssa tried to watch. But did you stop watching because you fell asleep or because the production was so bad?
I fell asleep, but also when I woke up, it was still buffering, and it should have been way over. So
I wonder if Netflix is trying to distract everybody by saying, you know, they know that they screwed up on Friday night with offering this fight.
Right.
But now they have something else big coming up next month because they announced on their social media late last night that they're going to host an NFL Christmas Day game.
What?
Beyonce is playing the halftime show.
Oh, they got to get it together before then. They got to get it together.
So that's the Houston Texans hosting the Baltimore Ravens, 4:30 on Christmas Day. Beyonce will be, live. Again, people love to see the Beyonce concert during the football game.
They do. And then speaking of Netflix around Christmas time, do you know it comes out the day after Christmas?
I do not.
That new season of Squid Game. Have you watched the first season?
I did watch the first season. I got to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't know if I'm excited about watching a second season.
Really?
It took me 6 episodes to get into Squid Game. Because everyone in my circle told me, don't give up on it, don't give up on it. And I was going to bail after 3 episodes. The 6th episode, I was like, finally, this is good. And I got into it. But when it ended, I was like, I don't really care to watch anything else.
Oh, wow. No, I was already itching for a new season when that one ended. So this feels like a long time coming for me.
Okay. So you're excited about Squid Game.
I am.
There is so much new stuff coming out soon that... Remember when I canceled HBO Max?
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to get HBO Max back.
What do you want to watch?
They have a prequel to The Sopranos coming out, I think, in January.
Oh.
With James Gandolfini's son playing Tony Soprano, and it's leading up to him becoming the mob boss that he was. But I think that starts in January. I have to watch that.
Well, I mean, for legal reasons, I'm just kidding, but we do have an HBO Max login that you could use, hypothetically, if you wanted to.
Stop it. Don't tease me. You should hang that over my head. You're just going to give me that for nothing? Aren't you going to make me work for it?
No. No. But you got to be on your best behavior because I just take it right away and change the password.
You're such a good friend. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.